Welcome, Restorians, segment 5 on August 27, 2015. We're going to talk about the scriptures in Acts regarding the way. These are Restorians of the way. If you will recall, we opened with Acts 1:6 previously. Let me read it again. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, that is Yeshua, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? This implies that it was known teachings and doctrines that the king of the Jews would be king over Israel, the commonwealth of Israel. And he said to them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father has put in his own power. But you shall receive power, after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me, both in Jerusalem, all Judea and Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the earth. The Great Commission. Then Acts 3:21, which speaks of whom the heavens, when Steve was preaching, must receive, that is Yeshua, until the time of restitution of all things, or restoration. So all things must be restored, reconstituted, put back together, which God has spoken of by the mouth of his holy prophets since the world began, and then from heaven will descend the Lord with the shout of the great trumpet, the Torah. All right, let's look at Acts 9:2. This is how the people of the way, that followed the way, that was the name of the early church, the people of the way, or the way of the Lord, Acts 9:2. This is discussing Saul's encounter with the risen Lord Jesus, and Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughterings against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest and desired of him letters to Damascus to the synagogues, that if he found any of this way, this path, those who follow Yeshua, and whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound into Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined around about him a light from heaven. This indicates that the way is a path. It's the teachings of a master that his disciples, his followers, go follow him on the way. I am the way, Yeshua said. Acts 16, the same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, this is the woman who had demons in her all through the town, these men are the servants of the Most High God, which shows us the way of salvation. The way salvation in Hebrew is Yeshua. They show us the way to Jesus. He is the way of salvation. Even the demons know this. Now this is, I just love this scripture. Acts 18:24. And a certain Jew, this man named Apollos, born at Alexandria, an eloquent man and mighty in the scriptures, came to Ephesus. And this man was instructed in the way of the Lord. What's that? The way of Yeshua. And being fervent in the spirit, he spoke and taught diligently the things of the Lord, knowing only the baptism of John. And he began to speak boldly in the synagogue, whom when Aquila and Priscilla had heard him, they took them to them and expounded unto him the way of God more perfectly. If you seek him, you will find him and his ways. And then when he was dispossessed to pass into Achaia, the brethren wrote exhorting the disciples to receive him, who when he was come helped them much, which he had believed through grace. For he mightily convinced the Jews, and that publicly showing by the scriptures that Yahushua was the Mashiach, was Christ. Beautiful, beautiful. He had a portion of truth, and as he operated on this man Apollos, God sent him others to instruct him more thoroughly, to show him the next roadmap of the teachings of the way to God, Yeshua, our salvation. And let's look again at the Acts of the Holy Spirit in Acts 19:18, which was, and he went into the synagogue and spoke boldly for the space of 3 months, disputing and persuading the things concerning the kingdom of God. But when divers were hardened and believed not, but spake evil of that way before the multitude, he departed from them and separated the disciples, disputing daily in the school of one Tyrannus. All right, the way of salvation, the way of Yahushua, is concerning the kingdom of God, the eternal kingdom. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man goeth to the Father but by me. And God, the Word made flesh, Yahushua, he says in Nahum 1, I tolerate no rivals. I am a jealous God. You can't look to teachers or instructors or pastors or any of this. You can't put them on a pedestal, a platform, and say that their teachings are from God. You must read the scriptures yourself. You must seek God yourself. You must have a personal relationship and know him. It says, in that day, many will come to me in the day of the great judgment when Yeshua is separating the sheep from the goats and say, well, Lord, Lord, didn't we do all kinds of miracles and cast out devils in your name? And he'll say, depart from me, you workers of iniquity, because I did not know you. That God's power is not yours. That doesn't validate you as having the character and the relationship. There were 10 virgins. 5 let their lamps go out, and 5 had oil, and went in with the bridegroom to sup with him, and the door was closed. The other 5 came back and said, oh, Lord, we went and got oil. And he says, I don't know you. I don't know you. You know him, but he doesn't know you. You don't have an abiding relationship where you dialogue with him. And that you are filled with him, that you are abiding in him, and you know his ways, that you follow him. You're not here to follow the pastor. You're not here to follow the prophet or the apostle or the teacher or those others who are the bondservants of the Lord. And if you know the Lord, then you are his bondservant. You don't do anything. Apart from him, I can do nothing. Apart from the Father, I do nothing, says Jesus. He's our example. He's our pattern. And if the pattern doesn't fit, that if you're not patterned after the master, if Christ isn't in you, that's why it means if the anointing isn't abiding, then it's another religious teaching of someone who's not Yeshua. It's another Christ. Acts 19:21. After these things were ended, Paul purposed in the spirit when he passed through Macedonia and Achaia to go to Jerusalem, saying, after I've been there, I must also see Rome. So he sent into Macedonia 2 of them that ministered unto him, Timotheus and Erastus, but he himself stayed in Asia for a season. And at the same time, there arose no small stir about that way, because Yeshua, the Passover lamb, the Pesach, whose sin brought us in behind the veil into the Holy of Holies, okay, and this is the restoration process. This is not dominionism. This is not dispensationalism. This is the restitution, the restoration of all things before the return of the Lord that God himself is doing. No man does this, not one man, Acts 22:3. I am verily a man which was a Jew, this is Paul speaking, born in Tarsus, a city in Cilicia, yet brought up in this city at the feet of Gamaliel, who was a great teacher among the Jews at that time, and taught according to the perfect manner of the law of the fathers, and was zealous towards God as you are all this day. And I persecuted this way unto death, binding and delivering into prisons both men and women. Here Paul says this is this way. These people, he was veiled. He did not understand until Jesus stood before him and he had scales on his eyes. He was blind for 3 days. The Lord was showing him that you are blind without a revelation of Jesus. You can have all the law you want. The perfect manner of the law of the fathers. Who are the fathers? The patriarchs. You know, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. The fathers. Oh, that the hearts of the children would be turned back to the fathers. And the fathers to the children. He was zealous. He was zealous for the things of God. All right, let's look at that scripture. If I did not say it was Acts 22:3, let's look at Acts 24:10 with Paul again. Then Paul, after that, the governor had beckoned him to speak, answered. So he was before the governors in Caesarea Philippi. Answered, for as much as I know that you have been many years a judge to this nation, I do more cheerfully answer for myself. Okay, because you may understand that there are yet but 12 days since I went up to Jerusalem to worship, and they neither found me in the temple disputing with any man, neither raising up the people, neither in the synagogues nor in the city. Neither can they prove the things whereof they now accuse me. But this I confess to you, that the way, which they call heresy, to so worship I the God of my fathers, believing all things which are written in the law and in the prophets. As Paul says in Romans, the Jews have a blindness in part. But that has been changing since the 60s. And have, 1960s. And have hope toward God, which they themselves also allow, that there shall be a resurrection of the dead, both of the just and unjust. And herein do I exercise myself, to have always a conscience void of offense towards God and towards man. Now, after many years, I came to bring alms to my nation and offerings. Okay, what nation was that? That was Israel. Of all the nations, that was the only nation that God said it was a people for him. It was his nation. All the other, quote, 70 nations were under the powers of the prince of darkness. Whereupon certain Jews from Asia found me purified in the temple, neither with multitude nor with tumult, who ought to have been here before you and object if they had aught against me. So Paul is laying out his case. I went out let these same say here if they found an evil doing in me while I stood before the council. So Paul lays out his case. Except it be for this one voice that I cried standing among them touching the resurrection of the dead, I'm called in question to you by this day. All right, here he lays out his case. I went up to Jerusalem. I purified myself according to our ritual laws. I was going to bring an offering. All right. I didn't go into any of the public places and stir up controversy. I was not disputing in the temple or in the synagogues or in the city. And I came to worship. And the issue of they themselves believe in the resurrection of the dead. And my conscience is clean. I wasn't offending God or men. When I'm bringing the alms to my nation and offerings, and certain Jews found him. He was purified in the temple. He was going peaceably. He wasn't with a group of people. He wasn't, you know, raising his voice in tumult or disorderly. And not only that, these people who brought these charges against me, they're not even here. Who ought to have been, they should be here if they had any objections against me. Let them come and see if they found any evil doing in me. Here's why I stand before you. This is the issue. I cried standing among them, touching the resurrection of the dead. This is why I'm called to stand before this council in Caesarea Philippi. And when Felix, that was the governor, heard these things, having more perfect knowledge of that way, he deferred them and said, "When Lysias the chief captain shall come down, I will know the uttermost of your matter." And he commanded his centurion to keep Paul, and to let him have liberty, that he should forbid none of his acquaintances to minister or come to him. This was Paul's case, his legal case, before the governors of Caesarea Philippi.